Will you all pray with me, please? Dear Father, we thank you for our virtual community. We are encouraged and uplifted by each person here. They enrich our lives, and we thank you for this. Dear Lord, bless these people. Grant them a deeper faith, with new ears to hear your spirit deep within their hearts. Lift us out of the distractions of life to focus on our relationship with you. And as the psalmist has said, search us, O Lord, know our hearts and our thoughts. See if there be any grievous way in us, and lead us in the way of everlasting. Father, part of our community, Tom, Grace, and little Ralph, they're leaving Verbier. We will miss them, Lord. We thank you for all they added to our community with Vie Montagne, and we ask that you bless them as they begin a new chapter of their life in the UK. We also pray for the larger communities in our world. They are in turmoil, and they lack leaders who speak your truth. Touch their hearts, transform them, so that they listen to you and not their own narcissistic political ambitions. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear God, we lift up to you Barry Hoyten, who is in a local hospital after being infected with the COVID in Dubai. Heal him, Father, and comfort him. And please, Lord, please provide a good doctor for our friend Barbara so that she's able to get the life-giving treatment she needs. We also pray for comfort for Nikki, who has just lost her aunt, Nanette Young. Comfort her family, who have lost a beloved family member. We also pray for my cousin, Evelyn, who has lost her daughter, a grandson, and her granddaughter in the past 3 months. Comfort our grieving family, still reeling from the pain of these deaths. And Father, we also pray for our Verbier community. As we have said, we have lost 10 people in the past couple of weeks. Bring comfort to all those who grieve the loss of these precious lives. Father, we are reminded how vulnerable we are, first by the COVID pandemic, and now by all the recent deaths in our community. When death comes close, give us the faith we need to fix our eyes on you, the author and giver of life, and trust Jesus, through whom we can spend eternity with you. We are thankful to be alive in this beautiful creation. Keep us alert to the voice of your spirit, who comforts and encourages our spirit. Renew our faith in you, the Good Shepherd, that we may grow to love you more, live fully, and be at peace as you graciously lead us through this life by the guidance of your spirit. We pray these things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And now, gathering all of our thoughts into one, we pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.